This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We are going to get into this making you an enemy of the state thing here in just a minute, but I want to finish up one last thought on this corporate world being run by these financial giants and how this is forcing so much of this corporate communism you see out there. But there's also something else. There's another thing driving it. A lack of something, I should say. A lack of courage. A lack of men and women willing to stand up and be shouted at, shamed, take risks. There's a severe lack of that in this country. And unless the people on our side or who think like us, unless they become courageous enough to fight back, we won't win. We are lacking courage. So to prove this point, you know about that despicable drag group that I've brought up before that the LA Dodgers are honoring. And when I say despicable, I wouldn't play these videos of this group. I wouldn't play it for my kids. It's some of the most horrific stuff you've ever seen in your life. Making fun of Catholics, making fun of Jesus, making fun of nuns. Just it's really, really in your face, really demonic, really gross. And the Dodgers put out some thing inviting this group in, honoring this group. And so a pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays, Anthony Bass, puts up a post on social media essentially saying he doesn't like it. Doesn't like it. Okay, good. Good for Anthony Bass, right? Well, until today when he was interviewed and said this.
I recognized yesterday I made a post that was hurtful to the Pride community, which includes friends of mine and close family members of mine, and I am truly sorry for that. I just spoke with my teammates and shared with them my actions yesterday, and I apologized with them. And as of right now, I'm using the Blue Jays resources to better educate myself, to make better decisions moving forward. The ballpark is for everybody. We include all fans at the ballpark, and we want to welcome everybody. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
He's being re-educated by the Blue Jays, of course. You heard, you hear about this all the time. I'm being educated. I'm going to go get some education. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot. Just like the communist struggle sessions you and I talk so much about in places like China and Cambodia and other communist places. You step out of line, even a little bit, you must step up in front of the public and apologize and receive your public humiliation. Why do this, Anthony Bass? You were right. Why do this? Because you don't have the guts. That's why. Same reason. Yeah, good point, Chris. Remember Drew Brees back when St. George Floyd died? Drew Brees didn't even say anything remotely controversial. Everyone was dumping all over the flag and kneeling for the flag. And Drew Brees, NFL quarterback, just came out and said, hey, I love the flag. Both of my grandpas fought in World War II, so the flag's important to me. And that's really all he said. He didn't come out and say, I'm a Republican or something like that. Not 15 minutes later, Drew Brees is putting groveling video after groveling video online apologizing for standing up for his flag and his grandfather's. Apologizing. I'm so sorry. Oh, guys, I needed to be educated. America's so racist and evil, and I've been educated. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Nutless. That's the problem with this country. That is the real problem. The men in this country, many of them, not all, many of them disgust me. And I've been more than willing and am more than willing to criticize women for not protecting their own spaces. Like what I've talked about, the women swimming and that tranny swimmer for Penn who was dominating all of them. Where were the boycotts? Where was the I'm not swimming? Where was the putting your name to an article saying, no, this is wrong? It was all anonymous tips here and anonymous tips there. But the truth is, women are not as prone to conflict as men are. My wife worries about what people think, what people say. I do not. I enjoy when people yell at me. She doesn't. That's a woman thing. Where are the men in this country? You put up one post standing against demons who twerk, dress up like Jesus and twerk on each other on a cross. And you can't wait to run to the camera and apologize and talk about how you've been educated now. Now you're good to go. I've received my education. I'm sorry, everybody. Pathetic. Where are the men in this country? How can we ask women to step up and protect anything if the men won't do it? It embarrasses me. All of you, Anthony Bass, Drew Brees, all of you should be ashamed. Oh, I know. What if it cost you your job with the Blue Jays? What if it cost me my sponsorship with this? What if it cost me my sponsorship with that? Pathetic. Gosh. All right. Now, let's talk about you, me, and being enemies of the state, which, of course, we're not enemies of the state. Ironically, it's actually the state that's an enemy of the state right now, but that's another story entirely. But you know, you already know this game because we talked about it before. Once you see it, you can't unsee it, and you see it everywhere. What is it? Well, remember, let's remember the baseline. We have a system. I call it the system now. The system is one despicable ideology, one despicable religion controls all of our cultural institutions, all of them, from education to government to entertainment to everything. One sick communist religion controls all of it. Because they control all of it now, instead of serving as a check on each other, they now always move as one purpose, one mission. They work together. They've figured out they can gain more power and loot the treasury better if they work together. So now they work together at all times. And so the system will go on these missions. Like, remember, COVID's probably the best example of this one. Remember COVID, how insane all that was, how stupid some of these things were? Stand 6 feet away from people. That's the dumbest freaking thing I've ever heard in my life. And yet that is something that was pushed universally out there. Why? The system determined that's what had to be done, and the system pushed it everywhere. The system told you, hey, you better get that vaccine. Did you hear that vaccine will stop the spread? Protect your grandma. Do you hate your grandma? Protect your grandma. Take the vaccine. It stops the spread. The vaccine stops the spread. Remember the vaccine. It'll stop the spread. Get your second vaccine. It'll stop the spread. Oh, whoops. Yeah, we lied about all that, but get the vaccine anyway. Remember that? That's the system choosing a narrative. The system is doing something else right now. It's really dark. It ends in a really, really, really ugly place, but we have to talk about it, and we always have to point it out. The system, every part, they're working on making you an enemy of the state for opposing Democrats. That is the goal. That has always been the goal. That's why they'll say without end that you're a threat to democracy, a threat to democracy. You're a threat to democracy. And then when they're asked why the Marines are standing behind Joe Biden during that speech, what do they say? Well, the Marines are there to protect democracy, of course. That's you. You're the one threatening it, and the Marines are there to protect it. What do you think? What do you think they mean by that? Why do you think the FBI, we now know from multiple whistleblowers, why do you think the FBI is cooking the books big time to make it look like right-wing violent extremism, white supremacy is the most dangerous threat we face? Why do you think that is? Why do you think they run specials like this on CBS?
Homeland Security is warning of a potential troubling escalation in tactics from right-wing extremists. Catherine Herridge has more on this, and she joins us from Washington. Catherine, we understand the power grid could be a target.
Good morning. According to the intelligence report obtained by CBS News, these groups have developed credible and specific plans to attack the power grid since at least 2020 as a way to disrupt the country and the ability of government to operate. The report warns extremists adhering to a range of ideologies will likely continue to plot and encourage physical attacks against power networks, which include more than 6,400 plants and nearly a 500,000 miles of high voltage.
The right-wing extremists are plotting attacks on the plants? On the power plants? Right-wing extremists. And then there was a story you probably missed because it happened last week and it didn't end up being a big deal. But this story, while it already looked shady to begin with, the absolute perfection, the cherry on top of this story dropped today, and I will tell you what it is in just a moment. We're going to talk about making you an enemy of the state and making it a little too obvious. I'll wait for this one. Before we get to that, let us protect the children tonight. I know this is probably because I'm a father now, but I now have a difficult time hearing about kids who are in these horrible situations, kids who are abused, finding out more and more about how many children are trafficked in this country it's one of the best but worst things I've ever done. Does that make sense? I wish I didn't know. I wish I didn't know that all around me right now, as I sit here in Houston, Texas, all around me right now, there are child slaves, children being trafficked, and the average age is 14. My oldest son is 14. I have chosen to work with the Acervo Project. I got to know Joe, who runs the Acervo Project, a while ago, months and months and months ago. And when he told me what he did, I said, I'm all in. What do? They track down these predators. They track them down. They save the kids. They get the predators busted and in prison for a very long time. That's what the Acervo Project does. Acervo means to protect. A-S-S-E-R-V-O. They ask you and me for $14 a month to help them hunt down predators. TheAcervoProject.org, $14 a month. TheAcervoProject.org. Go help them now.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I demand better false flag incidents, FBI. I demand them. Why? Well, you know, as we just talked about, the system, its goal is to make you an enemy of the state. And the reason the system has that goal, just so we're all clear, it's so they can use the power of the state against you, against their political opponents. What they really want, because they're not liberals, they're not left-leaning, they're not Democrats, they're communists, just like Mao's Red Guard, just like the Bolsheviks, the exact same people run this nation. Their goal is to arrest you for what you believe. That's what they want. They want to hurt you for what you believe, just like all communists do. That's how they operate. In order to do that, they have to turn you into an enemy of the state. That's why the FBI over and over and over again, white supremacy, definitely white supremacy. That's why they call you a threat to democracy. But last week, some dude, he crashed his U-Haul truck near the White House. Okay, so he crashes a U-Haul truck near the White House. I need to point out that this guy, I don't know if he's actually from India, but he is definitely of Indian heritage. His name is Sai Varsith Kandula. So he's not a white dude. Okay, so he's from India. Immediately, a picture starts going around online. And what is that picture? It's of the U-Haul truck and the sparkling new, the brand new Nazi flag they pulled out of the back of the U-Haul truck. So the Indian dude is a Nazi. And then this came out today, and wouldn't you know, I got to tell you, I'm shocked. It turns out the dude had notes on them. And you know how we've never seen that trans shooter in Nashville? You know how we've never seen that manifesto? It's still locked down. I mean, I think it's been destroyed by this point in time. They've got it locked in Fort Knox. They threw it in the deepest part of the ocean. But wouldn't you know it? This guy who attempted to get Joe Biden, we already have his notes. And no way. You know what the guy's notes were about? Ending democracy. That's what he wanted to do. No way. What are the odds, guys? He just so happened to have a brand spanking new Nazi flag. The Indian dude must have been a big Aryan fan. So he just happened to have a brand new Nazi flag, and they found his notes, and this guy wanted to end democracy. They do these things. They do these things on purpose because they are building a narrative. They have a long-term goal. Is this going to happen tomorrow? No. Are they going to show up at your local conservative Republican meeting? Knock on the door. We're the FBI. You're all under arrest for being pro-life. Of course not. No. It's not going to happen tomorrow. But that is the goal. The goal is to hurt you. They want to hurt you for what you believe. I believe it's my buddy Michael Malice who says they'll accept your silence, though. Even if they can't hurt you, in the end, they want you to shut up. They want you to be quiet. They want you not to campaign on the things you believe. They want you to keep it on the down low because you're too scared of the pushback. Remember that Anthony Bass guy we just played the pitcher? The guy who ran out and apologized right away? They want a nation of Anthony Basses. That's what they want. They want you to be too afraid. Why do you think they're so overt about sending SWAT teams to the homes of pro-lifers? Why do you think that is? Because they want the next person who's thinking about going down to one of these abortion clinics and campaigning there, they want them to be afraid. Careful, we'll send the FBI to your door. You want to be arrested? We'll put you on trial. We'll throw you in prison. Be careful, get away, be careful. They want to weaponize the state against you. That is the goal. And once you see it, then you see stories like this man crashed into the White House and they found his notes about ending democracy. By the way, this guy's already out of jail. They already turned him loose. The guy who supposedly wanted to kill the president and end democracy with his Nazi flag, he's already out crushing some curry somewhere. That figures. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're actually going to talk about Uganda. You believe that? We have a couple other things I want to get to first. First, stop watching The View, ladies. I know you like to have something on in the background, but these are really genuinely evil people, really evil. This is that Sunny Hostin lady from today. Listen to how overt they are. Listen to how bold they are now.
I have a similar theory, and it's borne out when you look at the studies. I think that women, white women in particular, want to protect the patriarchy here because it's to their benefit. Yeah. They want to make sure that their husbands do well. They want to make sure that their sons do well. They want to make sure that their children do well, and they want to make sure that they do well. Most of the women in some of these studies are married white women, and they do fall in line with what their husbands are doing.
See what I mean? Remember the anti-white communism stuff we've been talking about? How that's not the end goal, obviously, because all the leaders of this stuff are white, but it's an excellent, excellent means to an end. Ramp up the anti-white racism in the country. Ramp up the violence against white people. Ramp up the systemic oppression against white people. Why? Well, she lays it out for you quite clearly. They view the middle-class white people as being the main political block holding them back from all their goals. And so all you get to now demonize white people. White people suck, and white this, and white women, and white that. And of course, what's her problem with white people? Well, she thinks they're, wait a minute, too happy? Too family-oriented? That's what it sounds like to me. Remember, it's all about power and control. All right, let's get back to some more emails. Before we get to Uganda, let's also get back to this again. Just one more reminder. Get your testosterone levels checked, fellas. Why?
I think that when you're looking for conservatism and common sense.
That's why. Do you want to sound like that? Your T levels drop any further. That's exactly how you're going to sound. We can't afford that. We have to be a nation of high T men who have the guts to fight back against this. That pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays, the one who begged for forgiveness today, he needs a male vitality stack from Chalk. This guy.
Let's make steps in the right direction.
Needs a male vitality stack from Chalk. They need a 20% increase in their testosterone in 90 days. Ladies, you need a female vitality stack to help your strong man out, and maybe you'll have to be his strength in case he sounds exactly like this guy.
I think that when you're looking for
male vitality stacks, female vitality stacks, they're all at chok.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off subscriptions. Cancel the subscription anytime. You won't, though. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. So don't worry, we still got a half hour left on the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we'll be back to do it again tomorrow and the next day. I wanted to remind you, you can listen to the show for free on the iHeart app. So download the iHeart Radio app. That's one. Two, we did a show yesterday, a Memorial Day show. We didn't sit it out. It's a different show, though. So if you're going into it expecting a whole lot of, you know, that kind of stuff, there's none of it. We didn't even joke around. We did a bunch of history. We honored the fallen yesterday. It was 3 hours, very different. No live ad reads, no nothing like that. It was just honoring the fallen. It might be worth listening to. Some of it may be hard to listen to. We got very frank about some things and just talked about the circumstances around some things, but we thought it was important. So there you go. If you're interested in that, do that. We'll get to the emails in a moment. Uganda just signed a bill into law that, here's the headline. Ugandan president signs law with harsher penalties for same-sex relations. Biden threatens them with sanctions. Well, Why is it our business if Uganda passes a law like this? Why would we sanction a country? Everyone knows. Why would we do it? Because it's against our national religion. Now, if you're a nation anywhere in the world and you want to persecute Christians, we will do business with you. That's fine. We don't even acknowledge that heresy anymore. We have a new religion here. Here in the U.S. of gay, we believe in what we believe, and we believe it all the way. We are devout. And if you try to hurt that, we will come for you. America will lay some sanctions down. As for Uganda, I believe we do have an interview where they were discussing the matter. Chris, would you mind playing that for me, please?
In the studio this morning, one of the gay rights activists, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Pepe Julian Onzima. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good morning.
Me. Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. You are a transgender.
What shows that I'm gay?
You are a transgender, yes, and you're a gay rights activist and an outspoken lesbian, homosexual. How can I describe you? Now, we're looking at the raging debate. You're a gay rights activist. Why should someone be gay? You're having a girlfriend.
Yes.
Do you perform the natural obligations?
I'm not sexually active right now.
So what are
by
you
choice.
Doing with this lady?
By choice.
By choice.
Yeah. I've chosen not to engage.
Doesn't that make you gay?
Why do you mean doesn't that make me gay? I am male and attracted to a female.
So who is gay?
Apparently they fly a little differently over there in Uganda. Gosh. Quit. Stop. Quit making me laugh. We got to get to some emails. Jesse, for the past few years, I've heard you harp on getting to the red states to fortify our ability to protect the free way of life. You constantly mention red state bastions such as Florida, Texas, Utah. But what are your thoughts about Ohio? I know we recently trended red, but our governor is literally, you guys use that word on purpose, worthless, and the large cities are Democrat-run tragedies. You have history with the Buckeye State. How about throwing some love our way when mentioning red state fortification? Listen, thank you. His name is Jeff. Yes, everyone knows I was born in Ohio, born in Steubenville, Ohio, grew up in Toronto, Ohio, until I was 10 when my folks packed us up and moved us out west to Montana. I 100% support people moving to Ohio. You're right. Ohio's gotten red and red and red. It's getting redder. Mike DeWine is a worthless piece of commie trash. I cannot stand your useless COVID lockdown, governor. I don't let COVID lockdowns go. I will never let COVID lockdowns go. These were crimes committed against you by Republicans and Democrats, and I hold grudges on that. But yes, people should go to Ohio. And you know why they should go to Ohio? I'll tell you why. The sandwiches. There's no... What, Chris? Look, I love Texas. And Chris and I were discussing Mexican food during the break. He wanted to know which one of the border states has the worst Mexican food. And I'll tell you in a minute. But before we get to that, I love Texas. But each area of the country really does things differently. And they do it very well. I'll be honest with you. The Texas... Our Mexican food is superior to all other Mexican food. I won't even order Mexican food if I'm anywhere else. Maybe Arizona, maybe Southern Cali. They can do some Mexican food upright. For the most part, I won't order Mexican food. Doesn't matter how good you tell me it is. No, Jesse, this is the best Mexican food in Indianapolis. This is the best Mexican food in New York. No, I don't care. It's not. You can't do it like Texas does it. Texas Mexican food, superior to all others. Texas pizza, it's really bad. It's really, really bad. It's amazing how bad it is for a state of this size with this many people. You go walking through New Jersey, New York, something like that, you can trip and fall onto a delicious pizza. You've got to go hunting. I'm in a city of Houston. Well, I'm not. Houston proper. Anyway, outside of Houston proper, I mean. But this is, I think, the fourth biggest city in America. It's always going back and forth with Phoenix between fourth and fifth. This is a huge city. So there's millions and millions of people here. There's like four good pizza places in the whole place. It's very, very difficult to find decent pizza here. So that's a big problem for me. Different regions do different food better. Nobody does sandwiches like the Midwest. You go to Pennsylvania, you go to Ohio, Indiana, Iowa. Iowa does a mean sandwich, but really let's focus on the Rust Belt for a minute. You go to the Pittsburgh, Ohio, Rust Belt area. They just, I don't know how to describe it. They just do sandwiches better than everywhere else. This one place, oh, what's it called? It's in Steubenville, Ohio. I'm going to kill myself for not remembering the name live on the air. I can't believe this. It's a restaurant in Steubenville, Ohio, and they serve the best meatball subs ever. And it's this little dump-looking place. I'm not insulting it. It's just you would drive by it and never even know it was there. Not Carpi sandwiches. No, Chris. No, keep looking. It's a different place in Steubenville. I need to text my dad during the break. Anyway, the best meatball subs you've ever had in your life. People know about this. There's a line out the door. The meatball subs, well, the subs themselves, the sandwiches are so good, this place still gets by accepting nothing but cash. You walk in with Visa, MasterCard, Discover Card, American Express. It doesn't matter what you walk in with. You have cash or you don't get a sandwich that day. Period. End of story. No, Chris, it's neither of those places either. I'll figure it out. I'll find out for a second. No, it's not Bennigan's, Chris. Jeez. Bennigan's is an Irish chain. And as much as I love my people, we don't do food. We don't do food. And as much as it pains me to compliment Italians, you really need to focus on Italian food more than anyway. I'll figure out the name, but it doesn't matter. Back East does sandwiches. So yes, you need to move to Ohio for a better life for yourself, a better life for your family. But more important than that, sandwiches. The sandwiches back East, second to none. There's my in-laws are back in Ohio. And when we go visit, there's a sandwich place we go to every single time. They serve these hot Italian subs with capicola on them. That's how you know you get a good hot Italian sub. Capicola on it. And now, because the wife is a terrible person, even though I'm really nice, whenever she goes back there without me, she'll go right to that place and order one of those subs, and she'll text me pictures of it and say, look at what we're eating. Look how good it is, which is really not nice. As you know, I would never do something like that to her, ever. But she does it to me. All right, we're going to get to a couple more emails and then headlines I didn't get to. And then we're going to check on out of this place. We'll discuss China first. But speaking of China, where'd you get your bath towels? Where did you get your bath towels? MyPillow makes their six-piece towel set with USA cotton. They're not only mega soft, mega comfortable, they're made in America. So where are your towels made? And right now, there's a special. A radio listener special. $25 for a MyPillow six-piece towel set. You have to go to MyPillow.com. You have to click on the radio listener special square. And you have to use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, radio listener special square, promo code Jesse. If you go there and you're not getting the discount I'm telling you about, it's because you're not following simple instructions. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse, or make your life easier. Just call them. They don't bite. 800-845-0544.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I did figure out the name of that meatball sub shop in Steubenville. It was actually one of the ones Chris brought up right away, and for some reason it didn't jog my memory. Capri, C-A-P-R-I, Capri. Bring cash or you ain't eating the greatest sandwich ever. But that's what I mean about the Midwest, man, the Rust Belt. People ignore that, quote, flyover country. I love me some flyover country. All right, I'm going to play this Anthony Bass clip again. Remember, Anthony Bass is this Toronto Blue Jays pitcher, came out essentially supporting these boycotts of Bud Light and Target. And that was yesterday. This was from today.
I recognize yesterday I made a post that was hurtful to the Pride community, which includes friends of mine and close family members of mine, and I am truly sorry for that. I just spoke with my teammates and shared with them my actions yesterday, and I apologize with them. And as of right now, I'm using the Blue Jays resources to better educate myself, to make better decisions moving forward. The ballpark is for everybody. We include all fans.
Yeah, not to worry. He's been re-educated. He spoke to his gay friends and family members. And so he's got that gay pass, and then he got re-educated by the Blue Jays, and now he has begged his forgiveness of his sins. For sinning against the U.S. of gay, he has begged for forgiveness publicly. Now, I hammered this guy earlier, and I'm not letting up on that. I'm really not, because that's pathetic. It's embarrassing and pathetic. At the same time, I will say, I have these moments of sympathy. Here's how I can describe it. Sympathy for people who aren't like you, for people who aren't like me, for people who are normie norms, people who don't understand the fight we're in. They don't understand the stakes. They don't understand the end goal. They think they still live in a normal country. They think that they still live in a free country. They think it's still, well, it's Republicans and Democrats, and it'll go a little this way and a little that way. In reality, they're surrounded by wolves. They're surrounded by communists, and they don't know it. And you see this when they walk into these social issues and do anything to upset the communists. It's like they wake up. You should see the look on this guy's face. It's like they wake up one day and they didn't know they were in the gorilla enclosure in the zoo. They had no idea. They thought they were home. They thought they were home sleeping in bed. And they woke up one day and all of a sudden you've got a bunch of gorillas around you pounding their chest and flashing their teeth at you. And they get scared and they cave. I'm not worried about you. But Normie Norm, and don't get me wrong, I'm still mad at this guy, but Normie Norm, I do feel sympathy for Normie Norm. I do. Because he woke up one day in the gorilla enclosure and he just wasn't prepared. This goober of a pitcher, he just wasn't ready. He's not ready for this battle. Many people are not. These people are monsters. You've got to give it back as good as you get. And not only do you not apologize, you double down. You triple down. When you do anything that makes them angry, you never stop. Even if you're wrong, you keep going. Why? Because they're dying for you to show even the tiniest amount of weakness. That's when they pounce on you. That's when they pounce on you. Let's get to this one. This is a review of Rough Greens from Mary in Minneapolis. Jesse, I heard about Rough Greens. I thought, what the heck? I will try the free sample. OMG, I'm glad I did. My young shepherd loves it, but more importantly, my elderly dog is doing so much better after adding it to her food. She has more energy. Her coat is nice and shiny. I don't have to beg her to eat because she loves it. She also had a great visit at the vet the other day. Rough Greens has definitely extended and improved her life. You pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. Created by naturopathic doctor in Green Beret, Dennis Black. It's a nutritional supplement. Your dog doesn't get the vitamins, minerals, omega oils, probiotics. Your dog doesn't get the things he needs from his dog food. And that's why we lose our dogs years before we have to. And that's why the quality of their life is so bad towards the end. It's like that person you know who eats fast food every single day. And that's not me being against fast food. That's what it's like. That's what we do to our dogs. I know we don't mean to, but there's no nutrition in the dog food. Try a free Jumpstart trial bag and see what happens. See the difference in your dog. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG. Dear Jarhead Oracle, first of all, thank you for serving our country. My grandfather served in the Great War, my dad in the Forgotten War, and I served in the Cold War. Dang, that's awesome. My son is currently out to sea on an LA class sub, and my youngest is joining the Air Force. I love my country, and like you, I get emotional when I see the flag and hear the national anthem. I stop and thank every old vet I see wearing their hat in pride. My question is simple. Are we close to a revolution? I'm hoping not,
But our country seems to be swirling down the latrine. Okay. We are nowhere close to a revolution. Nowhere even close to it. We have either years and years of coming back because we are finally going to start taking back ground, or we still, if things continue to go this direction, we have years and years to go of slowly watching everything crumble. But we are not at the place where Americans are going to revolt, and they shouldn't revolt. That's not something we want. Remember this. If that day ever comes when it's necessary for us to do so, it won't be a mystery. You will know it. That's one. And two, that is going to be a horrific conflict. You want to avoid that at all costs. Just trust me on that.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
China snubs meeting request from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. It's really a bad sign that they won't meet with our Secretary of Defense right now. I'm telling you right now, that's a bad sign. When you have gotten to a place when relations have gotten bad enough where they won't even accept the meeting, man, I pray to God I'm wrong because it'll be so terrible. I really feel like there's some sort of conflict coming. It'll probably be over Taiwan. And then the question is, what do we want to do about it? Florida Furry Festival is forced to go 18 plus under the new law. Isn't it weird how many of these pride events had to either cancel or totally adjust themselves when Florida passed a law that said, please don't do sexual things in front of kids? What kind of things were going on at these events, huh? DeSantis will kick off a campaign with a visit to a mega church in Iowa. It has begun. The candidates will now flood states like Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina as the GOP primary gets ramped up. Old Trump and DeSantis are just going to live in those states. And if one of your guys isn't living in those states, whoever your guy is, he's losing. Russia issues arrest warrant for Lindsey Graham over Ukraine comments. And finally, Russia and I want the same thing. Feinstein was reportedly confused that Kamala Harris was presiding over the Senate. What is she doing? Well, if it makes Dianne Feinstein and her melting brain feel any better, Dome was confused too. Anyway, we're going to be back tomorrow. Keep your chin up. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.